And back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box in Norcross, Georgia, we are at halftime here at the third round of the state 6A playoff game between the Norcross Blue Devils and our Lowndes High Vikings. Our Vikings trailing 14-0 here at halftime, and it has been Taylor's been a game really of give and take. We've made a couple of mistakes. Norcross has made a couple of mistakes. Difference is they've capitalized, but we haven't been able to.
Yeah, absolutely, Wes. We had the ball in the 15-yard line of Norcross after the fumbled punt by Autry. Weren't able to stick it in. And first play actually was a pass play. Coach Mack decided to run the slant. They jumped the slant and were able to return it probably, what do we say, 60 yards returned, and were able to stick it in. You know, we've had some opportunities. We're just not able to set the tone offensively, running the ball. And when we try to pass, that defensive line for Norcross is pretty big and pretty dominant, and they're in our backfield. And really, just sophomore quarterback can't get any time to do anything, can't step up in the pocket really and avoid that rush. But, you know, we're going to have to find some answers for this. It's not out of reach.
No, it's not. By no means. We've been out in halftime before, and I'll take everybody back to 1999, the semifinal game in the Dome when our Vikings trailed Northside Warner Robins 28-3. We come back and won 31-28. So it's never out of reach. It's not over until it's over.
That's right.
But and we get the ball to start the second half. We've got to come out and got to find a way to get some points on the board. We've got to find a way to move that football, whether it's going to be through the air with some short passes, real quick, kind of spread them out a little bit. We've got to find a way to back those linebackers back up off that line.
Yeah, I was asking the guys earlier, have we seen a pitch? I don't think we've run one toss pitch yet, maybe one or two, which is usually a traditional play that the Vikings like to run. I hadn't seen much of that tonight. When we went to pass, we've attempted three passes tonight, and we're able to complete two of them. Actually, we completed three of them. Just one of them was to the other team, and it was a big return we were talking about. But offensively for Norcross, we've been able to we've been able to contain their running attack, 45 yards through halftime, and passing's where they're really getting us. And, yeah, you're right. It's a give and take, a little bit of give and take. We just haven't been able to capitalize, West, and we're about finished up with our stats. We'll get you those in just a minute. But, you know, like you said, 99, you know, we can't keep living on that 99. We got to do it here tonight. And it starts with that first possession. You always like to say that first possession is the most important. Well, tonight it is. We've got to have points no matter what, whether it's a field goal, whether it's six or what. And then anything can happen. They could have a few turnovers that result in some plays for us. But defensively, we've got to be able to stop them.
But I'm going to tell you something. A wise old man who's now long, he's long gone to that great football stadium in the sky. And as he once told me, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime.
That's right.
He said, so we can overcome anything, and 14 points is not insurmountable here. We'll take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we've got you some more. We'll have you the halftime stats. And so stick around for that. It is halftime here in Norcross, Georgia. Lowndes Vikings, we trail 14-0 here in Norcross, Georgia. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Norcross, Georgia, where we are at halftime and our Vikings trail the Norcross Blue Devils 14-0. Let's go over to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air halftime stats.
First downs tonight through half. Lowndes has 3 first downs. Norcross has 10 rushing attempts. Lowndes has 16 attempts for 38 yards rushing. Norcross has 16 attempts for 45 yards rushing. Passing tonight, Lowndes is 2 of 3 for 2 yards, passing with 1 interception. Norcross is 9 of 19 with 126 yards passing. Total plays, Vikings have run 19 plays for 40 yards. And Norcross has run 35 plays for 171 yards. Lowndes is averaging 2.1 yards per play. Norcross is averaging 4.9 per play. Fumbles tonight, Norcross has fumbled once and lost it. Lowndes has fumbled once and recovered it. Penalties tonight, the Vikings have been penalized 1 time for 5 yards. Norcross has been penalized 5 times for 40 yards. Punts tonight, Lowndes has punted the ball 4 times for an average of 32.3 yards. Norcross has punted twice for an average of 28 yards. Kickoff returns. Lyons has returned one kick for 10 yards. Norcross has returned one kickoff for 11 yards. INT, Norcross has one interception return for 56 yards. Lyons has not had an interception thus far. Time of possession, Norcross has had the ball for 14 minutes and 30 seconds. And Lyons has had the ball for 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Third down conversions. Lyons has converted one third down on 5 attempts. Norcross has converted 4 third downs on 8 attempts. Norcross is 3 of 3 on 4th down. Lyons has not attempted a 4th down. Norcross has sacked.
No, we've been sacked.
I was getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Norcross has sacked the Vikings tonight 2 times for 19 yards. Leading rushers tonight thus far through halftime, quarterback for Norcross, 21 yards for 6 attempts, and Boyd, their tailback, has 10 rushes for 24 yards for the Vikings. Jerome Daniels has 16 yards. Brandon Roberts has 21 yards, and Eric Hart has 5 yards. That is your Page Heating and Air halftime stat update.
Well, I'll touch on two things. One,
first
the
half.
One penalty for the first half for 5 yards, that you could say that was 50 yards.
Yeah.
After a 49-yard gain and we lose 5 yards on that, that's a huge penalty, only 5 yards on the stat sheet. And then you say, well, you know, we've stopped their quarterback a few times, but not really sacks.
Yeah.
They've been really designed runs for the quarterback. He has lost some yards on those, but you really, a sack is when they're going back for a pass. So you can't call those sacks. That's why I started to say, wow, there's no sacks, but I understand why. And that's your Page Heating and Air halftime stat. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs to get some score updates.
All right, some scores from the class 6A class playoff. North Gwinnett leads Hillgrove 21-14. McEachern leads Collin Hill 14-3. And the two teams left in Region 1, 6A, Colquitt leads Dacula 28-3, and Lyons is trailing to Northcross 14-0.
Also, I did see a score update for those listening around Brooks County. That was 16-6, I think, was that score. Brooks playing Bowden, so we'll wish them all the best tonight from Brooks County.
Got a Ware County score by any chance?
I haven't seen a Ware County score. I know that they're playing tonight as well, but I mean, I tell you what, you're down to just 8 teams left in all the classifications. You're down to just the select few. Unfortunately, the Vikings have been on the short end of the stick this first half, but it is. There's a whole other half of football to go. They scored 14 in the first half. We've scored way more than 14 and a half. I'm not concerned about that. We do have to find a rhythm offensively and to be able to move the ball. As you said, we haven't been able to run it well. When we've attempted to throw it, we've been sacked. Just we can't find a rhythm to keep going on this thing.
It's like Tucker is leading Ware 14-0. Thanks, Dubby, for that update. Ware County coming up to play a tough Tucker team. Same score here, so hopefully those two teams can turn around and do well.
Also, I just got an update on the McEachern score. McEachern scored to make it 21-10.
Wow. 21-10 now over Collins Hill. You know, we've touched on this just a little bit, the rhythm.
Yeah.
The rhythm for Lyons, we've got to find that. We get the ball to start the third quarter. If we can methodically move, if we don't score, I mean, I hopefully we score, but if we can move it down the field, flip the field, make them have to start inside their 20 or even further, and play, you know, field possession. And we'll see what we can do, but we've got to find a rhythm offensively.
Yeah, the rhythm you're talking about is the rhythm we've had the last two games. We've done pretty well offensively the last two games. We've got to find that. It starts up front. The Norcross defensive line is big. We've got to be able to block those guys, open those holes up. We know we're going to still try to run the ball. We're going to have to be able to successfully do that tonight in the second half. And you think about a Lyons drive. Lyons drives are going to take 5, 6, 7 minutes on the clock if they're good, sustainable drives that we like to have. And we need a quick score.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a kickoff return maybe out to the 50, run 4 or 5 plays, maybe get it in, and only run about 3 minutes off the clock. We're going to need to do that a couple times, get control of this game offensively, and contain them defensively.
One of the things I've seen defensively for Lyons, we play very well. They're not able to run big plays on us. We had them at one time for about 0 yards. Their running back, number 9, Josh Boyd, has gotten a few good yards. But overall, the Vikings have played very well defensively. The key that I think that I hope the coaches see is their quarterback, A.J. Bush, takes a lot of chances.
He does.
He will let a ball go in a lot of cases that his receiver is not open.
Yeah. Threw a couple up. Looks like they got their leading receiver has 75 yards, Clinton Lynch. But, yeah, you're right. And the guys behind us in the press box, as he's done that a couple times, were gasping.
Yeah.
I said, don't do that. But I had the shoestrings about to make a huge sack there. And he was taking some gambles. But this guy's a little lefty.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit different look for us that we're not used to seeing. But, you know, they're doing what they want with his Vikings in the first half. Let's hope we can make them turn the ball over like we did and make a big play off of it. We need to capitalize off their mistakes. And listen, we don't need mistakes. Let's just force them to a three and out. I don't know if
they had
a three and out at all tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The halftime is clicking away. We see in the 15 seconds run off the clock. The Lowntown Georgia Bridgemen did not get to perform at halftime. We did see the Norcross band perform.
Now, the Bridgemen were all, they now this was not a mandatory game appearance for the Bridgemen.
Right.
They were offered the opportunity where they wanted to come or not, and about half of them came.
Yeah, there was a lot that were away with family. I know of a couple that were friends of ours that we know. They were out of town, and they did not make the trip. And then others that did were away in Tennessee, drove down for this game, and they got their daughter here to play in the band. Now, they're going to pack up tonight. They're heading over to the Auburn-Alabama game over at Auburn tomorrow afternoon. So they're making a big full week of it with their vacation, family time, still make the Lions High game and get over big Alabama fans hoping for an Alabama win over Auburn. I hate to say it, but I think I'm going to be pulling for Auburn. We'll have to see about that. The clock was set to 3 minutes for warm-ups.
I know who you'll be pulling for tomorrow afternoon, though.
At noon o'clock. Yes, I will. Florida State over Florida.
And that won't be much of a game to pull for, will it be?
Well, no, I mean, hey, any game that you play, any rivalry, go look at Lowndes Valdosta. It doesn't matter. Those are big games.
Bill, you're absolutely right on that. Of course, Florida could have got caught looking ahead last week in their big loss. They could have been prepared for Florida State. You know, they can come out and shock the world. They got nothing to lose tomorrow in that football game. And you never know in rivalry games when one team's got nothing to lose. Sometimes it can come back to bite you. But, guys, turning back the attention to this game tonight, I just watched our team come out. The guys are out here warming up. And there was no quit. And these boys, when they came out of the locker room and jogged onto the field, there's a lot of life in them. I was very excited to see that. So hopefully we can come out and make something happen. We really need something big in this first possession, I think. We almost had a big return in their last kickoff. Brandon Roberts kind of cut it up, and Eric Hart was blocking his man in. And if Brandon had gone outside, he had a lot of room to run. So hopefully we can get something going here in this first drive of the second half and keep this life and keep this excitement among these boys up, because we're going to need it. You know, it's a cold night. Come out in the locker room, and it's going to be a long night if we don't get something early in the second half, I think.
Well, Marty, as I told Taylor early in the halftime report, as a wise old man once told me, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. And the most important possessions of any ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and your first possession of the third quarter. And a lot will tell a lot about what happens in just about 60 seconds.
You're right, Wes. And that's you said that for years, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, again, though, we need something early in this second half, you know, whether it be on the return or whether it be in this first possession. And it may not necessarily be a score, but just flip the field. Just get some kind of momentum going and get, you know, keep this life that we come out here warm-ups with and get it going here in the second half.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
And that's exactly what we just talked about a few moments ago, and that is get out here with some energy, try and move the ball down the field, score, absolutely, yes, but if you can flip the field, what a difference you can make, and the excitement and the energy that we come out with here in the third quarter. We're in this ball game. A score quickly, and you're only down 7. Lots of things can happen in these football games, and you don't want to let it get away from you, but this is far from getting away from you at 14 points.
Far, far from it, Bill. Far from it.
Well, Lowndes had won the toss at the beginning of the game, and they deferred to the second half, which means they will get the football here. And the clock set at 12. And for all your second half action, It's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And it is Blake Bingham set to kick off for Norcross. They'll be kicking off towards that north end zone. Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Back deep, Brandon Roberts. Alex Brown on the near side. Eric Hart to the far side. They're waiting on the official signal. There it is. Here comes Bingham. High, high kick. Brandon takes it at the 15. He goes far side at the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. Cuts back upfield, and he gets tackled from behind at the 50. Great shoestring tackle from behind. There's a flag down on the field. I think it's going to be offsides on Norcross, so we're going to decline that, and we'll take over first and 10 at the Norcross 49.5-yard line.
No flag on the play, but calling just exactly what Marty said. That block on the outside, he was able to seal it that time. And Brandon Roberts makes a huge return.
Now the 45-yard return by Brandon Roberts. 11:51 to go here in the third quarter. First play for our Vikings in the third quarter. Dixon slides under center. Puts Jerome Daniels in motion. Ball's on the ground, and we fall on it. Still loose.
Jerome didn't.
No, he did not get it. I thought Jerome Daniels come up with it. It was still loose. They step in. They win. Fumble the ball, and Norcross has recovered at our 46-yard line. Not the way you wanted to start the third quarter.
Guys, I thought we fell on it too, and I think it was just a case of their guy dove in there and took it away.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. First and 10 for Norcross. Ball on the far side of the field. A.J. Bush at quarterback. Keeps Boyd in the backfield with him. Brings two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. And direct snap, there goes Bush on the quarterback carry as he crosses a 45 down to about the 42-yard line. Give him about 5 yards on the carry. Should be second and five at the 4. They're going to mark it down at the 41. 11:27 to go here in the third quarter, and it has not started off good for our Vikings. They've moved the ball all the way to the near side of the field. Bush will send two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Boyd to his right. Brings a man in motion, so he'll have trips to the far side of the field. Throws out in the flats. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage by Miles Archery. Gets hit, run out of bounds before he can get to the first down. But he'll get about 3 yards. Should be third and about two for the Blue Devils down to our 38-yard line. That's what he'll set it down to, the 38. It'll be third and two from there. As we run him out of bounds and stops the clock with 10:57 to go in the third, Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. Blue Devils again to the line of scrimmage. Bring Lynch and Autry to the near side. Send a single receiver to the far side. They give it to Boyd, the rut fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He fights forward. He'll get the first down, down to the 36-yard line. He needed 3 yards. He got four. So it'll be first and 10 for the Norcross Blue Devils at our own 36 with 10:49 to go here in the third quarter. Bush comes to the sidelines and gets the play. Goes back to the balls back to the far side of the field. Here comes the Blue Devils up over the ball. Two receivers to the home side of the field. Single receiver to the Viking side of the field. Bush. Quarterback keeper comes this way, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, cuts back inside, and he'll fall down at the 31-yard line. Give him, Bill, about 5 yards on the carry. 10:20 to go here, third quarter. No score. I mean, Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. It'll be second and, say, a long five, short six. The ball just out of, with the ball sitting on our 31-yard line on the near hash mark as Norcross is trapped. Is going from right to left on your radio dial. Chris Herndon, the big, tall, 6'5 wide receiver, comes to the near side. Two receivers far side. Again, Bush. He gives it to Josh Boyd. Goes right, cuts right, comes back left. He's across the 25. Down to the 20, still on his feet. We run him out of bounds. About the 17-yard line. Josh Boyd just tiptoes through that line, cuts one way, then another, got a little axle grease on him as he spins out of bounds at the 17. It'll be first and 10 for Norcross.
this is one of the most difficult situations I think this defense can stand up to. Their offense driving, getting them down the field, and now they're really having to buckle down here and maybe get a stop.
A.J. Bush standing at the 21-yard line and the shotgun, facing a five-man front. Keeps it a quarterback keeper. Started left, he comes back right. He's at the 10, he's inside the 5. Touchdown, touchdown Norcross. He stretched out and stuck the ball across the goal line.
He's slow getting up from the line now. He did. He stretched out every bit of that 6'4" frame. The ball just crosses the goal line. And that'll put up 6 more, so it's 20-0 awaiting the extra point. But right now they're checking on their quarterback.
And he's up. Just kind of got the breath knocked out of him, I think, landing on that foot, landing like he did.
And we go from having an opportunity at the 50 to a score by Norcross here in the matter of about 3 minutes.
Blake Bingham on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. And with 9:33 to go here in the third quarter, it is Norcross 21, our Vikings nothing. Not the way you wanted to start that third quarter, Bill. Not at all.
No, it wasn't. Let's go to Taylor. You got us a drive recap?
Yes, I do. That last drive for Norcross ran 6 plays, went 46 yards, ran 2 minutes and 22 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 17-yard touchdown run by number 6, quarterback A.J. Bush. Norcross leads your Vikings 21-0 with 9 minutes and 33 seconds left to go in the third quarter. That's your Page Heating and Air drive summary.
9:33, as we said, a great kick return by Brandon Roberts. Gets us to the 50. We fumble. Norcross recovers, and inside of 3 minutes, they put 6 more on the board, and it's 21-0 now as the Vikings have a steeper hill to climb.
And Bingham on to kickoff. And it's going to be a little pooch kick. And we signal fair catch, get hit, and the ball's on the ground, and Norcross has recovered the football at our own 41.
Gabe Neighbors, as he's going up to catch it, takes a shot. And they're going to talk about this because he's got to be given an opportunity for a fair catch. Number 5 for Norcross had taken his helmet off. Nobody saw it, though.
Guys, I'm standing here right behind it. I never saw him signal for the fair catch.
He didn't.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mark.
So it is Norcross football at our 42-yard line. 9:31 to go here in the third quarter.
And it's first and 10, Norcross.
There's a snap. Bush looking downfield, and he just chunks it way downfield. Oh, and knocked away by Alex Brown. I mean, he just threw that ball up and was going to let the receiver go up and try to see if he could outjump everybody. And Alex Brown, there's holding against Norcross.
Wes, that was Carlos Lee again that jumped up and made that play. Coming from the other side there, number 28, lifted again at 5'8", but I think that's a bit of a stretch. He plays like he's 5'8 or 5'9". Great effort there by Carlos going up against the big 6'3", 6'4 receiver and knocking it away. Thank goodness we did get the hold.
Well, I tell you what, hope Coach John Arnold knows about him because he can use him on the basketball team jumping that high. Back him up. It will now be first and 22. The ball back at the Norcross 46-yard line. 9:23 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 21-0. Bush splits his receivers. Brings a man in motion towards us. Gives it to the man in motion on the ring around. It's Miles Autry. He gets across the 50. Fights his way down to the 44-yard line. Give him a 12-yard run. So that'll make it second and about 13. as they get down to our Viking 44-yard line. That was a 20-yard run.
10-yard run.
Splits his receivers. 8:42 to go here in the third. Bush drops back, throws out the flats, catch made by Autry, splits by one man, two, still on his feet, and he'll go down at the 36, so it's going to be third and about four with 8:28 to go in the third quarter, Vikings trailing 21-0.
Another big pickup for Norcross there. Puts him in a third and manageable situation.
I said third and four. It's like third and five. A.J. Bush, a senior quarterback, comes to the sidelines, gets the play. Now he trots back across the field. Brings twins to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Again, drops, looks, pump fakes, throws across. Oh, in and out of the hands of their wide receiver, number 81. That is Darian Dennis. And, of course, Brandon Roberts on the coverage. Stops the clock with 7:52 to go. It'll be fourth and about five.
7:52 left here in the third quarter. Norcross with a decision at fourth and a long four, whether they're going to punt or not.
And
they
are.
Looks like they are going to punt.
They bring in their punter, Frazier, and we send Jock Alexander, or is that Alex Brown, back deep. High, high kick. Alexander signals fair catch, makes it at the 15. And we'll take over first and 10 from our 15-yard line with 7:44 to go here in the third quarter, trailing 21-0 on a what has turned out to be a very chilly night in northeast Georgia.
Yeah.
Started at game time, it was pretty pleasant, but as the game has wore on, that temperature has dropped probably 10 to 15 degrees, maybe even 20 out there since the game started.
This has been so far a disastrous third down for the Lions High Vikings. Third quarter, excuse me. It's time now to see if we can get and put a drive together.
Dixon will slide under center. Puts Eric Hart in motion. And we give it to the fullback. There goes Barry right up the middle. And he'll get five and a half yards. So it'll be second and five just across the 20. As Big Arvin Barry just busts up in there looking for something for our Vikings. 7:25 to go here in the third. Vikings trailing 21-0. Dixon calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Puts Hart in motion again. And again to Barry right up the middle, and Big Arvin Barry is close to the first down as he got up around the 27-yard line. And it is. They step in and say, first down, Vikings. Two carries by Arvin Barry has got us a first down.
Lowndes now just needs to put a few of these together.
Running tight end to the Norcross side of the field. Drops back, looks, starts at the middle, ball's on the ground. Norcross falls on it at the 26.
And that is a quarterback keeper. As Dixon tries to go through the line of scrimmage, it just knocks the ball out of his hands. Norcross recovers. Wow.
It'll be first and 10 for Norcross at our own 27-yard line. 6:42 to go here in the third quarter. Our Vikings trail 21-0. Ball on the far side of the field. Bush will bring a receiver near side. Brings a man in motion and gives it to him. They got two men in motion, flags down, so it doesn't matter what happens unless they fumble and we recovered. It was Clinton Lynch on the carry, illegal shift. So back it up 5 yards.
Well, I tell you, we get so spoiled to the sprint turf. This grass is just dead. I mean, and you can expect that here in the northern part of Georgia. It's really hard to see those hash marks. the yard markers. I mean, the 30, the 40, the 35, those direct lines, those are easy to see. But those other markers are really tough. And way across the field where the markers are, it makes it even more difficult.
First and 15, the ball back to our 32-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bush in the shotgun with Boyd back in the pistol. He slides under center now. Takes a snap, gives it to Boyd, the tailback, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll fight his way back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second, give him a yard, so it'll be second and 14 as we've just hit the six-minute mark to go here in the third. Vikings down by 21, 21 to nothing. You can't make the mistakes we've made so far in this ball game against a team like Norcross and get away with it. Norcross sends a receiver to the far side. Bush, play action, rolls right, looks, throws downfield, looking for Francis. Catch made, into the end zone. Touchdown, Norcross.
Was that about 32 yards on the pass?
32-yard pass play.
31, excuse me. And Norcross puts another one up, again from a turnover. Points off turnovers will kill you. And right now, Coach McPherson has got a coaching job to do on that sideline here for the rest of this third and fourth quarter.
Ball's up. It's good. 5:37 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 28 to nothing. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back to Norcross, Georgia. We're in the third quarter here with our Vikings trailing the Norcross Blue Devils 28 to nothing. 5:37 left. Let's go over to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Norcross Blue Devils, they only ran two plays, went 27 yards, ran 1 minute and 5 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 31-yard touchdown pass to number one, Messiah Francis. And your Vikings trail 28 to nothing with 5 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Listen, we've had four turnovers. Three of them have been fumbles, one on interception. They've scored on every one of those. Guys who cannot turn the ball over.
You can't. I mean, it's got to cease right now. I mean, if you win a ball game with four turnovers, it's pretty close to a miracle. So, I mean, the situation is now we've got to play almost perfect football for the next 17 minutes.
17 and a half minutes, and we need to start right here as Blake Bingham gets set to kick off. Alex Brown to the near side, Brandon Roberts in the middle, Eric Carr to the far side. Last time was a little pooch kick. He's going to do it again. This time kicks a little deeper. We signal a fair catch at our own 28-yard line. And that's where we'll take over. First and 10. With 5:37 to go here in the third, Bill.
And that one, as Gabe Neighbors called fair catch, that one actually had running room. The one before was the one you needed to call the fair catch on, but this one actually he probably could have picked up 5, 6, maybe even 10 yards because the pooch was so much deeper on that particular play.
Absolutely.
But it's first and 10 for the Vikings now from the 27-yard line as Dixon goes under center. In motion, on the counter play to Jerome Daniels, and he was hit immediately just beyond the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up maybe 2 yards. 2 yards on the game, maybe three from the mark now. It'll be second down and 7 for the Vikings. As we've got a timeout on the field, that's an official timeout. Let's see what that call is about. Everybody's set. Now they wind the clock, 5:12 at running.
They sent Lorenzo Carter off with an injury or something to his arm, so they sent him off the field. That's with the timeout.
All righty, Dixon slides under center. Second and 7. He's got Brown in motion. Rolls left, looking downfield. Nothing there. Nothing there. He's running with the ball. Spins, turns, stays on his feet, and tries to pick up positive yardage as he gets out close to the 35. Bill might have picked up about 3 or 4 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, we're moving that yard marker up quite a bit. That'll bring up third down, maybe third and 4. Third and 3, a long 3 here.
And
one of the things I really thought we needed to do, if we were going to throw the ball, is to roll the pocket. That time we did.
That time we did. Malik Roberts to the far side of the field, tied into the near side. Four-man front, four linebackers. Dixon drops back, looks, throws, and there's a flag. False start, so they killed it before it started. And they'll back it up 5 yards, so it's to the third and three. It'll be third and eight. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter. Our Vikings trailing 28-0.
Wes, Lorenzo Carter checked back in. He had to go off and get his arm taped. I guess he had a cut, but he's back in the game.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. Dixon with a third and eight. Back at the 28-yard line. Takes a snap. Pitches out. Trying to get around the corner. And Lalix Brown gets to the corner, turns upfield. Folks, gets across the 35, up to the 40, and I think we've got us a first down.
They are stopping the clock. I think he made just the mark he needed. It is first down Vikings.
And they'll run him out of bounds, stops the clock with 4:36 to go. Dixon goes to the sidelines and gets the play. Ball on the far hash mark as the Vikings go from left to right on your radio dial. We've had a hard time running against this 4-4 defense. Dixon puts Brandon Roberts in motion. Drops back, quick step, look, way downfield looking for Brandon. Makes the catch, Brandon Roberts off to the races, down the sidelines he goes. Touchdown Vikings!
What a great play by the Lowndes High Vikings as Brandon Roberts just blew past the defender, wide open.
Guys, got to give credit where credit due. That's Malik.
Yeah,
Roberts.
Thank you. That's Malik.
Malik.
Thank you, Marty. You're exactly right. It's Malik. Last time I listened to you,
I thought it was Brandon Roberts because we ran in motion and turned.
Exactly. We ran Brandon in motion. He was in disguise. We pumped it, hit Malik deep down the sideline. Great route by Malik Roberts.
And 62 yards on the pass and touchdown for the Vikings. And they get some points here in the third quarter.
Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 4:27 to go in the third. It is Norcross 28, Iron Vikings 7. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings went four plays, 73 yards, ran 1 minute and 10 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 62-yard touchdown pass to number 25, Malik Roberts. Vikings still trail 28-7 with 4 minutes and 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. Nick Hart set to kick off. And we're see if it's going to be a short kick or he's going to try to boom this one. So he approaches the football, and he does. Kicks that ball deep into the end zone, and Norcroft will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
A nice kick by Nick Hart, touchback, as Norcroft will have to start at the 20-yard line. Defensively, we need to get a stop again. We've cut this thing to 21 points. We've got an opportunity. We're still in the third quarter. We can get another score here and methodically move back. We can get back in this game, Wes. We're not that far out of it.
No, we can't. Plays like that. Norcross will split their receivers. Single receiver near side, single receiver near side. Bush goes under center in the I formation. We're in a five-man front, gives it to the fullback. We hit him, and he's still on his feet, fighting. That is James Keeling. And Keeling will pick up about three very hard-earned yards out to the 28. It'll be second and eight from there as we are just now fixing to hit the four-minute mark to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 28-7. And here come the Blue Devils. Bush now in the shotgun. And what do we got?
Band. Uh-oh.
I was going to say our band's too loud, so
down at that end of the field. The band's just across the way. Viking fans have come to their feet now.
And they'll, as they come to the line of scrimmage, they'll hush up. But our fans start to cheer. As Bush goes in the shotgun, brings a man in motion, gives it to him on the end around. That's Miles Autry looking for a hole, cuts inside two, three men. He's across the 30, up to about the 31-yard line. Should be enough for a first down.
Just enough. He just gets over that line, and it makes it first down for Norcross, but that's all that matters. They get the first down, and they move the chains.
3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 28-7. As Bill said, we need a big stop, and we need it quick. Norcross goes back to the I formation. We're in a five-man front. They give it to the tailback off the right side. He's got a hole by one man, too. Josh Boyd has the first down. Give him 11 yards as he busts it all the way up to the 43-yard line for Norcross. That'll stop the clock with 3:11 to go here in the third.
They're going to actually mark him down at the 40. Let's see, that'll be the
43.
43?
Yep, 43.
12 on the play. That's why you threw me off.
Bush under center in that I formation. Just content to run out some clock. Gives it to Boyd now to the right side. Gets hit as he picks up 3-4 yards driven back, but not before he got at least 4 yards on the carry. And that's Trey Jackson, the senior linebacker, head of the Georgia Tech next month. In on the tackle will be second and six as it gets out to the 46-yard line. Inside 2.5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 28-7. Norcross splits their receivers. They stay in that I formation. Bush waits on the snap. Keeps it, play action. Quarterback keeper stops, keeps the ball, cuts back inside. He's across the 50, still on his feet as he stiff arm one of our guys, and we run him out of bounds at the 41, but not before he picked up the first down, Bill.
Yeah, that's just solo running by the quarterback, A.J. Bush. That was all on his own.
And he is their second leading rusher. And it'll be first and 10, Norcross at the 41-yard line, a 13-yard run. 2:09 to go here in the third period. Norcross up 28-7. You get a ball to Boyd. Oh, Boyd got, A.J. Harper got to him first, and then another couple of Vikings wrapped him up, and he'll pick up half a yard.
Yeah, in there on the tackle was also number 61, Zach Copeland, and 17, Trey Jackson to wrap it up.
So it'll be second and 9 back at the 41-yard line. We're inside with a minute 45 to go in the third. Vikings trailing 28-7 on a very cold night up here in Norcross, Georgia now. In Bush goes under center. He's got one running back. And he gives it to Boyd. Boyd gets hit in the backfield. That's Harper. Harper just grabs him and manhandles him and slaps him to the ground. And he'll lose. Well, they'll say get back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third and 10, Bill.
Yeah, another great tackle by 59, A.J. Harper. Against a very big and experienced offensive line.
We'll be inside 1 minute to go when the ball is snapped here on this play. 1 minute to go here in the third period. Now they send a receiver to the far side, single receiver near side. Bush keeps it back on either side of him. Hard count. Nothing there. Changes the play, as does Trey Jackson. There comes the flag, and we're going to have delay of game.
Delay of game against Norcross. That'll back it up 5 yards, but they used every bit of that clock. 40.4 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Of course, there is no play clock here in once you get north of Macon. 40.4 seconds to go. Vikings trailing 28-7.
And let's clarify that. We're talking about a visible play clock.
Right. Yeah, visible play clock. They keep it on the field. The officials keep it, but we can't see it. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. Bush drops straight back, looks, and just airs the ball out downfield. Throw it deep, and we go up and knock it away. Great play over there by number 24, Jock Alexander.
Great coverage by Jock Alexander.
It'll be fourth down. Stops the clock with 33.4 seconds to go, and Norcross will have to punt.
We're assuming they're going to punt. Here they do. They run that punt team very quickly out there.
Yep. That is Frazier. And that's Jock Alexander back deep. Frazier, high, high punt. Alexander signals fair catch and makes it at the 18, maybe the 19-yard line with 26.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
So the Vikings will get a play or two here in the third quarter. And then we'll be on to the fourth, and we've got a steep hill to climb, down 21 points.
Not impossible.
No, no, not even close to impossible, but a steep hill nonetheless.
Here comes Jerome Daniels. We Dixon in the shotgun, in the pistol, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Norcross on a four-man front, two linebackers. Now they're showing blitz off the corner. And we give it to Jerome Daniels right up the middle. And Jerome would pick up about 6 yards on the carry. And that may be the last play of the third quarter. We spread him out and sent Daniels, put a man in motion and sent Daniels right up the middle. I thought it was a great play call myself. Clock will run down now. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Vikings trailing 28-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to Norcross as we start the fourth quarter here with our Vikings down 28-7.
And we're back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box. And
it's Lowndes ball. I'm sorry, Lowndes ball.
It'll be Lowndes football. It'll be
second and four.
Second and four, second and five. I go with our guys, second and four.
Ball's on the 25-yard line. Lowndes scored on a 62-yard pass play in the third quarter.
Fool me, because they put Brandon Roberts in motion. He turned upfield. I thought he made the catch, and it was Malik Roberts that actually had outran everybody. Marty Sharp Eyes down there with that equipment parts supply update. Picked out Malik's number.
We are in the third round of the state playoffs, trailing 21 points now. We've got a hill to climb here in the fourth quarter. As you said earlier, not insurmountable, but nonetheless, a hill.
A hill.
Guys, we talked about it in pregame, how unfortunate turnovers were. The four times they've scored on us have been resulted of turnovers.
All four.
All four times. The last drive that we just had, the 62-yard pass, was the only point not scored on a turnover. So, you know, we talked about it in pregame. It's costly. You know, it's not insurmountable at this point, but we got to score quick again, and we got to get some stops. We can't have them have long drives. So we got to get three and outs quick.
And we do, and we're waiting for Georgia Public Television to step off the field while we do that. I want to remind everybody the Lowndes High Random McPherson Coaches Show live from Cheddar's on Tuesday night. We'll be there at 6:45, round table at 7, Coach Mack at 7:15, and it's sponsored in part by my good friends Paul Deloach, Deloach Body Works. If your body needs some work,
we mean the body of your car or truck.
Truck.
They do all kinds of stuff over there, not just straight body work. They do, I know, logo stuff for Solstice Lab. They do a lot for Lowndes County Sheriff's Department, Valdosta City Police, a lot of work like that.
They fix anything but your goat.
That's it.
And I ain't sure they couldn't fix that. Here we go, folks. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Vikings going now from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon in the shotgun, two receivers far side, single receiver near side, man in motion. And again, we give it to
Brandon Roberts.
No, is it Brandon?
Yes.
Alex Brown. Alex Brown around the left side as he gets across the 35 to 40, running out of bounds.
Yeah, sorry, it was Alex Brown 21, not Brandon 31.
And that's a first down as we have went to a different offensive set in the shotgun. And we get out to the 42-yard line. Right to left, that was a 17-yard run by Alex Brown. Dixon Look at that four-man front. Brings Malik Roberts in motion. And again, we give it to Alex Brown. Alex Brown gets up to the 45, giving him about 3 yards on the carry. Should be second and seven from there. 11:40 to go here in the ball game. Ball almost on the near hash mark. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Arvin Berry running a wing back position. Alex Brown in the backfield with Dixon. Drops straight back. Looks, throws. Catch made out in the flats by Berry. Berry's got the first down as we get into Blue Devil territory. All the way down to their 45-yard line. And now we're starting to mix this our play calling up some. And we're down to the 45. 11:14 to go here in the ball game. Roberts to the far side. Dixon barks out the play in the shotgun. Blue Devils in man coverage. Dixon again drops back there. They come on the rush. Turns, stops, throws the ball downfield, and wisely throws it out of bounds. Intended for our receiver down about the 30. Smart play by Austin Dixon. Stops the clock with 10:54 to go here in the ball game. Our Vikings trailing 28-7. It will be third and 10. The ball on the Blue Devil 45-yard line.
Second
down. And 10. Dixon and the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Barks out those signals. Drops straight back. Here they come. Throws it out to Brown. Brown looking for something. Nowhere there. Cuts back by one man, too. He'll lose yardage. We'll lose 5 yards back to the 50. It'll be third and 15 from there. But we tried that little bubble screen underneath and got absolutely nothing as we lose 5 yards.
We threw the bubble screen a little too far back. I mean, we needed to have gotten the receiver just ahead of that, and he was too far back and then tried to cut back across. Unfortunately, nothing there.
Trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon rolls looking.
False start. It's going to be a false start against the Vikings. I saw the left tackle make a jump. That'll move us back five.
It'll be third and 20 now. 10-10 to go here in the ball game. Let's see what Dixon has drawn up for the Vikings as he keeps Jerome Daniels in the backfield with him. Send trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver near side. Blue Devils showing blitz. Here they come. Dixon quickly throws. Ball intercepted. And did he drop it? Yes, number 11, Jaquan Frazier, their punter, intercepted the ball, and it will be Norcross football at our own 39-yard line.
That ball was thrown into a hodgepodge of players. There were three or four Norcross players, three or four Lounge players. That was a tough throw to try and make. Frazier comes up with it for Norcross on the interception. That's the fifth turnover for our Vikings here against the Norcross Blue Devils.
Bush will send trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Boyd, the tailback just to his left, looks at that four-man front of our Vikings. Drops back, looks, there comes a rush. We get a hand on him. He gets away from one man, now throws the ball downfield in and out of the hands of Miles Autry at the 30. And Bush, all he could do to get away from our lineman who had his hands on him at one point, Bill.
Yeah.
Guys, I talked to him before the game. He was my impact player for their offense. And he is such a strong young man that he is just shoving off our players. His stiff arm is extremely, extremely effective, and he's able to just push off of the rush and get outside and just try to make something happen.
Stops the clock with 9:35 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings trailing 28-7. Be second and 10, the ball at the 40. They give it to Boyd to tailback. He'll get 5 yards all the way down to the 35, so it'll be third and five from there. And third and six, rather, giving 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, the first marker there is just beyond the 40 at the 39, so.
see what Bush has dialed up as he brings trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. We go back to a four-man front for our Vikings. Showing blitz off the corner. There we come, and we try to run right into board. It's the quarterback keeper. We hit him, and he will actually lose yardage back to about the 36-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and seven with 8:45 to go here in the ball game.
Good open field tackle by Trey Jackson. Just wrapped him up and dropped him for that one-yard loss. 8:36, the clock running here in the fourth quarter. Vikings trail by 21. It's 28-7. Norcross taking all the time.
And I don't blame them. I'd take as much time as I could, too. Fourth down, and maybe this might run the clock down and back up and punt the ball.
They're going to call timeout right here with just a few seconds left on the play clock.
And they do. Stop it with 8:11 to go. Well, that will just keep it right here.
The problem with Norcross the issue now, Norcross can just control the ball and not give us an opportunity. We had a couple chances there, just couldn't make it happen. And, of course, we need to get the ball back or get a turnover. But if they're going to run the ball, which is the intention right now, they're just going to try and run out the clock. Now, they will probably punt here, but if we get it, it's going to be deep in our territory.
And looking to see if Bush is coming back out on the field. A lot of players back from that state championship team from last year. I think we counted
the entire offensive line.
50 seniors on this team. 60. 60 seniors on this team. What will next year bring?
Well, they had the entire offensive line starting for 2 years now, and that is so big.
Bill, we know what that's like when you've got an offensive line like that. We've had it for back in 04 and 05, and when you had guys that have been starting for so many years. And here we go. They will punt. Ball low punt. There goes Frazier's punt. High, high punt. We signal fair catch. Ball hits at the 10. Bounces down, and they'll down it at the 8. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 on the 8-yard line with 8 minutes to go here in the ball game. We're trailing 28-7.
We got to put a quick score up here to get back in here. We're down by 21. A quick one here, and then you got to fight to get the ball back. We talked about that just a moment ago, is how well Norcross is controlling the ball.
And they have done a very good job of that. Here comes our Vikings. Brandon Roberts, Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels. Dixon under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Brandon Roberts around the right side. Brandon looking for a hole, tries to get outside, runs into, the ball is on the ground. They pick it up. They're saying he was down. They're saying he was down.
It is a loss on the play, though.
Of 3 yards. It'll be second and 13. 7.5 minutes to go here in the ball game.
So we'll start again here, second and 13.
Let's see what Dixon does. Turns around and says something to Arvin Berry. Slides back under center. Brings Jerome Daniels in motion. Gives it to Berry right up the middle. There goes that big fullback as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage and then maybe another yard as he gets just across the 10-yard line where it's going to be third and 8 from there. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing 28-7 on a very cold night up here in northeast Georgia, in Norcross, Georgia.
Third down now for the Vikings.
And the play comes in from the sidelines. Dixon.
I'm sorry, 6:40, the clock running.
Dixon brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Puts a man in motion. And we give it to Alex Brown on the counter, and he runs back to the line of scrimmage and no further. It'll be fourth down. They give him a yard. It'll be fourth and a very long six. And here comes John Belcher to punt the football. 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing 28-7. Miles Autry, their dangerous kick returner and wide receiver, back about our 45. There's a snap. Belcher's punt. High, high punt. Miles Autry signals fair catch at the 42-yard line. And that's where they will take over with 5:49 to go.
And I will wager to say here, we're going to see a heavy dose of run, 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 as Norcross, I would think, will try and run out the 5:49 left here in the fourth quarter. Our Vikings trailing by 21, 28-7.
Into the I formation. We go back to a five-man front. There's a snap. Boyd to tailback over the right side, and he gets about 2 yards as he gets up to the 40. Be second and eight from there. As he ran right smack into
Brian Bell.
Brian Bell. Thank you, Bill. Second and eight at the 40. 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. The winner of this ball game will face Colquitt.
Have they won that game? I know they were leading big.
They were leading huge over Tequila.
Guys, Trey actually was in on that tackle, but he got a stinger in his shoulder, and he's now come to the sideline.
Two receivers near side. Back into the I formation. To the tailback, Boyd, over the right side, looking for a hole. He'll get about 3 more yards as he gets down to the 36-yard line, where it will be third and about 6 from there. Inside 5 minutes to go now.
Guys, it looks like number 19. I think that's Clemens. It is. Kedrick Clemens checked in at defensive end, and Brian Bell has gone to Trey's middle linebacker spot.
That is the move out there. Brian Bell has moved back over there with Nate Brantley into the linebacker spot.
In the I formation. Tied in to the home side of the field. Again, no. Bush keeps it on the quarterback keeper. We've got him trapped in the backfield, and he'll lose yardage back at the 40. He'll lose about 3 yards. Bill, I'll back it back to the – it'll be fourth now and eight back at the 40 as we hit the four-minute mark to go here in the ball game.
Wes, great job there. Mike Mincer's coming off the field now. Trey's back in. But Kedrick comes in, stays home on the fake. And A.J. Bush had nowhere to go there. It's a great job there by Kedrick Clemens.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply update. 3:45 to go here in the ball game, and Norcross has come to the sidelines. The clock is running.
They're going to run it to, you see the coach right next to the side judge. He's going to call timeout.
Yep, he does. With 3:35 to go, they'll stop the clock. We'll keep it right here.
Remind everybody, Tuesday night, regardless of the outcome of this game, we will have a Lions High Randy McPherson coaches show. That'll be at 6:45 Tuesday night as our Vikings, it'll be the Lions High Randy McPherson coaches show live from Cheddar's on Norman Drive.
And we'll be there at 6:45, roundtable at 7 o'clock, and then Coach Mack is set down at 7:15. Jock Alexander will go back deep to receive for our Vikings.
Wes, the TV guy just came out on the field. I do want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lions High football. You hear them each and every Friday night. You hear them on Tuesday night at the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Without them, this broadcast is not possible. Get out and thank them during this holiday season. Folks like Commercial Banking Company, Page Heating and Air, Traditions Flooring, Equipment Parts Supply, Deloach Body Works, some of our sponsors that have carried over onto our Tuesday night. We got guys, lots of sponsors on the Friday night broadcast that have brought you all kinds of things and a great season to date so far. Some just phenomenal sponsors. Want to thank Black Crow Media for their continued support of Lions High football and their support of us. Folks like Austin Cattle Company, General Rental Center, Traditions Flooring, Southwest Georgia Bank, Astro Exterminating, Napa Auto Parts, Choice Automotive, Shane's Rib Shack, Cass Birch, Southeastern Federal Credit Union, Nashville Tractor, Ashley Furniture, Booker Insurance.
All righty, we're getting ready to set and punt. There's Frazier. High snap. There's a flag. And legal procedure, so I'll back them up 5 yards.
Want to continue on with our sponsors, folks like Heritage Bank, Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, Horizon RV, Laws Furniture, Benefit Advisors of Georgia, Crystal River Seafood, Apple Care, Tomlinson Body Shop, Waller Heating and Air, and the iGadget Doctor. Folks, some of them have been around all the way through the playoffs, some haven't, but I want to thank all of them for their support of Lions High football this year.
Frazier set to punt. Alexander standing at our 10. High, high snap. We're going to let it hit. Alexander picks it up, falls down on the 14-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 3:25 to go here in the ball game. Our Vikings trailing 28-7.
3:25. What can we do in 3 minutes and 25 seconds, Wes?
You can score 21. You can score 22 points and win a ball game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother. We put something together right here. We scored on a long 62-yard pass play. This would be 85. There's the snap. They give to the fullback. And that's Jerome Daniels on the carry. He'll pick up about 5, maybe 6 yards on the game.
As we head toward the 3-minute mark to go in this ball game, Bill is going to be second and three. We send two receivers far side, single receivers near side. I like this offensive set, this formation that we're seeing. Dixon in the shotgun, drops back, looks, steps up in the pocket, tucks the ball, starts to run, and
to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Just about, but I like the way this offense is set for us. This offensive formation looks good. We've done some positive things out of it here in the fourth quarter.
We have done some things well in it.
And there is a final call with 42 to Kula 17. Trips to the near side. Single receiver near side. They're showing blitz. Dixon rolls right out of the pocket. Throws out in the flats. Catch made.
Going to be just short of the first down.
And trying to see, that's Arvin Berry on the catch. So it'll be fourth and about half a yard as we've hit. That'll run out of bounds. Stops the clock with 2:12 to go. Fourth and about a yard. And we're going to go for it. 2:12 to go here in the ball game. Dixon in the shotgun. Brings a man in motion, takes a snap, and we give it to the fullback. There's flags. We're going to have illegal procedure against our Vikings. Had a man in motion, and we put another man in motion. So back it up. So fourth and one. It'll be fourth and six. 2:06 to go here in the ball game.
Guys, they said we didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage just then.
Clock running. We're now at the 2-minute mark. Dixon looks at that four-man front of Norcross. Drops back, looks, starts to run. Nothing to do, turn up field, run him out of bounds. And the ball will go, stop the clock, 1:44 to go, and the ball will go over on downs to Norcross.
1:44 left in the ball game.
New quarterback in for Norcross, that is Barker Griffin. First and 10 for Norcross on our own 14-yard line. 1:44 to go. As the new quarterback, Griffin, slides under center in the I formation. Gives it to the tailback, runs right into the teeth of that Viking defense. And that's number 22 on the carry, Kadarius Garrett. Garrett gets nothing. It'll be second and 10. As we hit 1:30 to go here in the ball game.
On
Minute 16. Here comes Norcross back to the line of scrimmage. In the I formation. Again, no quarterback keeper. We hit him and he goes back down at the 20-21. We're inside 1 minute to go now. Vikings will end their season 10-4 on the year. Made it to the third round of the state 6A playoffs. And all of Norcross's points came on turnovers.
And they take a knee.
They take a knee. That will probably be the last play.
We'll finish 9-4.
9-4.
Yeah. Sorry, count. That's 14 games. We didn't go that far.
9-4. And as the clock ticks down,
that's the ball game.
That's the ball game.
Vikings fall 28-7 to the Norcross Blue Devils here in the third round of the playoffs. Not a successful year for the Vikings when you consider you wanted to go further, but an extremely successful year when you consider how far we've actually come.
Yeah, absolutely. There weren't too many other teams in 6A playing this late in the year. The Vikings were one of them. I think after about the third or fourth ball game, if you said we'd be playing after Thanksgiving, you'd call us crazy. But, you know, these guys, these senior leaders on this team, we'll wrap them up a little bit here later on in the postgame report. We have moved to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union postgame report. Vikings do fall to the Norcross, a very, very good Norcross team, 28-7. But guys, I said it in the Camden game as well. You take away the turnovers in the Camden game, it's a 7-7 ball game.
Yeah,
you take away the turnovers here tonight, which I know it's hard to do that, but it's a 7-0 ball game in favor of Vikings. So Norcross was able to capitalize on our mistakes. Three fumbles, two interceptions. Four of those did result in points on the board for Norcross, and you know, we talked about it in pregame, you cannot turn the ball over this late in the ball game, especially five times, and have a shot.
Against a team, the caliber of this team, of defending state champion, I mean, that's a tough way to go. One or two turnovers was going to be tough to overcome, but five just really puts you behind the eight ball, and you're just not having an opportunity to be successful.
Yeah, we will have Marty with Coach Mack.
After the alma mater.
Yeah.
Again, as we said, want to thank all of our sponsors. We've covered all our commercials for tonight. We're going to stay right here and wrap it up as we'll talk a little bit about this game, and then afterwards we'll...
I don't want to go any further without talking about some of these seniors. Like,
yeah, please do.
Daniels, Eric Hart, Joshon Folsom, who else? Trey Jackson, Thomas Culpepper, he's the long snapper, correct, or the holder.
Yes.
Arvin Berry, Malik Roberts, Brandon Roberts, Dante Robinson, Christian Parker. God, these are going to be guys we miss. Dyshawn Sims, the transfer in this year, he's a big impact. Zach Copeland, he's hard to replace. Who else we got?
I mean, even guys that we didn't see play a lot. Number 98, James Jones. Number 95, Sean Smith, has come in and kicked the ball well on occasion. Renzi Williams, a defensive end. James Samuel, a wide receiver. Marcus Roan, a defensive lineman. Anthony Manning. Sam Maddox. We talk about Curtis Harvard on that offensive line. Zach Copeland. A.J. Harper. Just tons and tons of guys. Let's see if... go ahead.
Coach, of course, tough night. Five turnovers, hard to overcome.
Oh, man. Made the least mistakes. You can't make
Coach. Marty. Obviously a upset. I know it's breaking up there. Tough night. Like Coach said before the game, whoever makes the most mistakes is going to be the one to lose it. And of course, five turnovers, that's a lot of mistakes to try to overcome.
Thank you, Marty, for that tradition scoring coach's interview in the postgame report. Guys, tough loss here. This is a very good Norcross team. They go up against Colquitt for the semifinals matchup. And listen, I thought we had a chance.
We did.
If we didn't turn the ball over like we did, we talked about it in the pregame report, but unfortunately we did turn the ball over. Let's do some quick.
Yeah, let's give Paige Heating and Air final game stats.
First downs tonight, first for Norcross. They had 17. Lowndes had 8. Total rush tonight, Vikings had 32 attempts for 49 yards rushing. Boy, that's what hurt us. Rushing attempts for Norcross, they had 38 attempts for 134 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 9 of 6 for 71 yards passing. We did have 2 interceptions. Norcross was 12 of 25 with no interceptions for a total of 168 yards passing. Norcross had 63 plays for 302 yards. The Vikings had 41 plays for 120 yards. We had 4 fumbles tonight. 3 of those were lost. Norcross fumbled once and lost at penalty tonight. Vikings were penalized 4 times for 21 yards. Norcross was penalized 9 times for 65 yards. And moving down here quickly, third down conversions. Vikings were 2-9 on third down. Norcross was 5-14 on third down. We were 0-1 on fourth down. Actually, 0-2 on fourth down. And Norcross was 3-3 on fourth down conversions. We were sacked twice tonight for 19 yards. We sacked them once for 3-yard loss. And the box score looks like this. Norcross was 7 in the first, 7 in the second, 14 in the third. We scored 7 in the third, and no points were scored in the fourth. Vikings lose the ball game 28-7, ending their season in the semifinals. Or quarterfinals.
9-3 on the season. We talked about 9-4 on the season. Excuse me. We talked about the fact not successful when you think your ultimate goal is the state championship, but a very successful season when you think about how far this football team has come. Want to remind everybody before we kind of wrap everything up, we will have a coaches show this Tuesday night, 6:45 live from Cheddar's. Thanks to Deluxe Body Works and all of our sponsors. We'll bring you the final Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That'll be this Tuesday night, live from Cheddar's at 6:45.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night. And until next season, good night, Lowndes County.